But that begins to talk about, again, change begins with a choice and us not being able to say, no, I don't want to do that.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes it's about exercising your freedom in a different kind of way, listening to that internal voice, mm-hmm. and not shoo-shooing it away, for lack of a better term. If you don't want to do something, don't. In the sense of, honestly, we can make sometimes.
How many people really can say that?
Yes. Well, no, it's how many people can actually have enough internal strength to exercise that choice, Renee, mm-hmm. is the question. Because if you don't want to do something, it's about meeting somebody else's expectation. But here's the question. How many people do you see bending over backwards to meet your expectations?
Mm.
Let's keep it real.
Okay.
They're not doing that. And if they really love you, or then they're not going to be giving you all these litany of expectations that you have to meet. Otherwise, they're going to be crushed and disappointed and wounded. And 2005 Christmas was horrible because you didn't do X, Y, and Z. Give me a break. It doesn't have to be that deep. If you don't, sometimes it's about changing the ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, each season that comes is an opportunity to do something. Do something a little bit different, or just listening to your internal voice. For example, I did a presentation at a church in Montgomery County last week. It was about grief and bereavement,
mm-hmm.
and I spoke with a woman whose son had just died 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm sure as a parent you can only imagine the pain that woman is going through right now.
Absolutely.
And she was saying to me, Dr. Evans, I'm having a hard time with all the Christmas shopping because I don't know what I should do. I don't feel like really going out. I want to get my son a gift, but how much sense does that make? And I told her, I said, listen, you lost your child 6 weeks ago.
Mm.
Okay, 6 weeks ago. So if you want to get him a gift, if that is a ritual that actually can help you get to the other side of this pain,
mm-hmm.
then do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What you can do afterwards, if obviously because your son is not here anymore, you can go ahead and you can give that toy or give that gift to a charitable organization and to another needy child. In other words, you can give that an empowering meaning. But if you are keeping yourself locked within, I can only do X, Y, and Z because it's what I've always done, you're going to miss opportunities to heal yourself. You are not going to actually respect the reality and the depth of your own pain, and it's going to take you longer to heal.
Hmm. And do you believe she received that information?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, she thanked me for it. I don't know. I don't know if she's going to follow through on it or
mm-hmm.
not, but it seemed to make sense to her. And I think that's more than anything else, Renee, the idea I was trying to convey to her, that sometimes listen to your internal voice. So oftentimes we are trained or socialized to doubt our internal voices.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're right on point. You know what you need for yourself. And sometimes, yes, it's okay to give yourself that permission, not to be selfish, but to have a healthy self-interest.
Mm-hmm. How do you get to that point, though? I mean,